Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome. Our friend Ed Book is here. He is Chief Ed Book. He is Commissioner Ed Book. Did I miss anything else? And good morning.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, Greg. I appreciate you allowing me to come on the show.
Man, you're a busy guy. So you're still doing the full-time chief thing at Santa Fe College, which continues to grow, I'm sure. And you're also the city commissioner, which is not a full-time job, although... Plenty of hours, right?
Oh, plenty of hours. We're all busy. So everybody I know in my world is busy. The college does great things. The city's doing some good things. But this is how you make a difference in your community.
Well, I got to tell you, you know, we got a notation or whatever you want to call it, the VFW on Waldo Road that, you know, it might be mowed down and what was going to happen. And we were concerned like a lot of other people were. Ed said, we just saved the VFW. You're no longer going to tear it down. All right, that's not the total truth.
That's not the truth at all, Bob. The reality is we have the Northeast 8th Avenue Recreational Complex, which is a huge project that the city is trying to go forward with and involves citizens. Fields, recreational activities, the MLK, and that project doesn't even involve the VFW, but they are right next to that project. So we owe it to our veteran heroes to tell them what's going on and see what their feedback and input is about that.
So you contacted them, you had some direct conversations, you or somebody from the city, but apparently, I don't know if fear set in or, you know, the old telephone line thing where you tell a story a few different times and you have a different outcome. There was concern that they were going to be displaced in some way. So I'm glad that we can once again be the truth tellers and let everybody know that the VFW on Waldo Road with the tank out front is not going anywhere. It is not part of this revitalization of this area.
So I'll say this. They could be part of that revitalization. They're right on the border of the project. But the point is, what can we do to actually assist them since they're a piece of the property area there? Do they need better access? Could their building be improved? Would they like to be a part? So that's a good thing
as it
relates to our veterans.
Yeah, so you're more. Mm-hmm. It's more like a possible partnership rather than you guys just coming in and eminent domain and starting with the bulldozer.
Yeah, right? No, that's a great way to put it. It could be a partnership or collaboration, but you serve our veterans. Our veterans are served by the VFW post out there, and it just so happens they're right next to this very exciting project that's going to kind of materialize over the next few years.
Now, Citizens Field has been in existence. I've seen several high school football games there. It's kind of the home field for a lot of schools in the area. Why does it? Why do we need a new one, I guess, is what I'm asking.
Well, if you look, so Citizens Field, just as part of the project, has been, these our schools have all played their football, lacrosse, and other recreational activities there, and it's insufficient for what we have there. It's an old concrete stadium, not very accessible, and that's just a piece of the project. We have fields that can be improved out there. We need more space for soccer. The MLK building needs to be expanded for things like basketball and youth programming and our seniors, and we don't have that in Northeast Gainesville.
What about now? You've got a pool, but that's not sufficient either.
Good question. I don't have as much knowledge about the pool, but we would want to make sure that that's also accessible for everyone there. And important, Gainesville Fire Rescue is on the site. They are actually interested in moving to a better training site. So that may become a part of some expanded area over the next few years there in Northeast Gainesville.
So has the population, has it changed, or demographically more young people? What would be some of the other reasoning behind taking on a project like this, which, do you even have a cost estimate?
Yeah, so the cost estimate is huge, Bob. It's really a several year, probably incrementally done, could be upwards of $100 million. And the way you do that is you do that with partners. You do that with potentially a school board. You do that potentially by having a bond. You don't want to additionally tax our community members to do that. Remember, Westside Park is huge, has incredible facilities in the Northwest. We have Depot Park in the Southeast. We have Abby Wambach Park in the Southwest, and here is in our quadrant. You want good recreation in all areas of the city.
Yeah, but you know, you also have to live within a budget. Will it be impacted by less money coming out of GRU? I forget what the exact term is, but when you take some money out of GRU and put it in the city coffers, my understanding is that amount has been diminished as part of GRU trying to get and become or stay solvent, I guess.
Well, that's a great transition for a huge topic right there. So you're talking about the government services contribution. We started in 2023, four new city commissioners took office. I was one of them. And that was in January 2023. In February of 2023, everything radically changed. And we have gone from $35 million plus that came from GRU to the city side of the house to $8 million in 24 months. So $35 million to $8 million. So we have reduced. We've become leaner. We've become financially sound. We're getting our financial house in order, so to speak.
Yeah, on both sides, both the city side and the GRU side.
Yes, sir.
So would you say that the oversight board has, they're doing a good job? They're getting GRU back on solid footing. Are you comfortable with the work they've done?
So I actually worry less. Sometimes everybody worries about whether it's a GRU authority, whether it's a city of Gainesville. I worry less about whether we have two boards and more about just that we're working together. We have agreements that allow us to deal with services together and that we're basically providing, both sides provide for the community and both sides have to be fiscally sound.
Ed, but the direction everything's headed right now, you're pretty good with?
Well, one thing I've not been good with is that the government services contribution has decreased based on some disagreement on agreements for services. But that's something, you know, we have to work through. That's called government working with government. There is a hearing on April 2nd that may provide some clarity. But we have to take care of our side of the house, which is the city side of the house and the programs we have, public safety, roads, parks.
Now, yeah, and it wasn't your fault the decisions that were made long before you got elected there, but you know, all these decisions that got GRU in the red ink and the problems that they're in were all because of previous city commissioners. Like, what a absolute terrible thing the biomass plant turned out to be. And so I mean, you want to share profit, but the people in power had made all the bad decisions to make it unprofitable. So
it's a big picture. Going back to 2008, 2009, there were decisions made that affected us going forward. And in 2023, I think it really doesn't matter whose fault it is. This is the way I view things. Decisions are made by lots of officials, not just government officials, that cause financial distress, both for GRU and the city. And we're paying that price even today in 2025. And we're probably going to be having to kind of deal with the ramifications of that for at least – another 2 to 3 to 4 years.
Yeah, I mean, if you're taking less out of that GRU bucket, so to speak. But the ratepayers, I mean, they're getting a little bit of a break. We had Ed Belarski on recently, the GM and CEO of GRU, mm-hmm. and they've got the rates, you know, kind of got them hammered down. Part of it he gave credit to just the fact that the fuel costs are a little bit lower, so that mm-hmm. helps. But if you raise taxes in the city to pay for things like these big recreational projects, then people are back to where they were. Whether it shows up in a GRU bill or it shows up in a city tax bill, people feel, the pressure.
Yeah, there's no doubt. So we had a vote, you know, a referendum where people indicated they would rather this be one entity. And again, I worry less about that. What I know what we've done on the city side, we have cut our budget. This last year, and it just for this fiscal year, we're down $1.1 million in general revenue fund. Now, that doesn't sound like a lot, but it's the first time the city's gone backwards in its budget in many, many years.
Yeah,
backwards. So that tells you we had to make some hard adjustments, and we're doing that.
You're going back to the future.
I don't know if it's back to the future because it's been a long time since our budget has not increased year to year. It did not. Our general revenue fund went down, like I said, about $1 million and change, and that's because we reduced positions. We became more stable with our financial picture. We are supporting the right things like public safety and roads.
Last question. Downtown Ambassadors Program. Do you think this has been an effective program? Have you seen a difference?
That's an easy answer. The answer is yes. I know we're getting some criticism for spending money on a program over the next 3 years, but downtown needs to be an economic driver. We want people to come down there, come to the restaurants, come to the plaza, come to our programs and our events. And the ambassadors are cleaning up trash. They're making contacts. They're dealing with vagrancy and panhandling. They're extra eyes, so they're extra safety downtown. I think that they're doing a good job, and we have the ability, if they're not effective, to remove ourselves from that contract and go back. So I think at the moment, they're only a few months old. I think they're doing a good job. I think it's probably a great benefit for downtown.
Okay. All right. Well, you heard it here from Commissioner Ed Book, City Commissioner, and also the Chief of Police for Santa Fe College. And we appreciate you taking the time out. And I know a lot of people involved with the VFW on Waldo Road are probably breathing a little easier now. So thanks again. It was good to see you.
Thank you very much. And thanks for hitting me with the hard questions and the hard topics.
We just try to be truth tellers here, which in today's environment, as you know, is not easy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.